another edition of the Insanity Room. I'm your host, T. Insane. I'm here to talk to you about gun control and the things that's going on in our great nation that we call United States. Man, in the last 3 weeks, there have been 3 mass shootings, a host of things going wrong with people with guns, and we're calling for meetings to have gun control and to pass bills and all this other stuff. Now, the National Rifle Association, they're not going to go for the gun control situation. That's going to be a problem. You know, anything that you're talking about controlling guns, that's going to mess with their bottom line. And when it comes down to their bottom line, that means we're null and void. We're not a factor in their bottom line. But you know, that's just me. I'm one man. That's my opinion. But I think us as a people really need to look at what's going on. And we need to police ourselves. We need to take more cautions about the things that surround us, about the people that surround us, and some of the signs to show us that there's some distress going on. You know what I'm saying? But we also need to learn how to be more kind to people, because that becomes a breaking point for a lot of people. A lot of people get bullied and picked on, and I think that's the catalyst to a lot of stuff that goes on. Another situation I would like to address is the fact that we have a lot of hate speech rhetoric going on from our top official. When you say things like invasion and they're raping and pillaging like they're Vikings, you know what I'm saying, and they're coming here to do this and do that, that gives our white right wing white supremacist, racist people the fire they need to do these things that they're doing, thinking that they're doing it in the name of white power. And in reality, there's no such thing as white power. It's just power to the people. People are people. Just as so happens, we happen to be different colors. We happen to come from different ethnic backgrounds. We happen to speak different language. But if that wasn't the case, we wouldn't learn things. Now, with that being said, going back to the Walmart shootings. Now, this is a special and a touchy subject for me, because my wife works at Walmart. And now I'm kind of spooked, because I don't want nobody to go in there and start shooting because they feel a certain race is superior to another race, or they don't want nobody here. Now, not too long ago, we had some things that pop off down here that was concerning the police officer. You know, Elton Sterling got killed. People came down here, shot up police officers, destroyed lives. Now, in my point of view, my vision of a good world would be everybody's getting together and living this fantastic life, coming together, doing the things that we need to do for each other. But that ain't happening. None of that's happening. Instead, you got people like, you know, jumping out at red lights, killing people and shit, shooting people. And the reason why I do my show raw and uncut is because it's emotional. It's emotionally charged. It's for people, about people. So what I want to do is take a look into what's going on. I want y'all to take a listen to what's going on, and what's going on with our president that's making people do the things that they do. Sit back and listen to this.
It was 1 week ago tomorrow, the suspect allegedly opened fire in a Walmart near the Mexican border, killing 22 people. Minutes earlier, he allegedly posted an essay that spoke of getting rid of Hispanic immigrants. Manuel Bojarquez is in El Paso.
Getting rid of Spanish immigrants. Now, that's a problem, because that's what our president was talking about. Spanish immigrants coming here, destroying and raping and doing things. Every time a Hispanic did something, he was here to do this and do that, and that made it look bad on the whole Hispanic race. Now, that comes from a man that, think about it, the Republicans had to bribe to take their side. They bribed him, they let him came in, and this is what they doing. They got somebody that now they don't want. Now, do that sound familiar to you all? It should. It's like slavery. They took a whole bunch of black people. Now y'all don't want us here. Y'all doing things to us that was all awful and ungodly. We're not going to get into that. But at the same time, if you don't look at what's going on in the world and don't address the problems are going to continue. Now, me, it's kind of hard to overlook some of the things that's happening and make light about it, because some of it is too serious to make light about. Like, for instance, the gun control situation. I don't want to make fun of a gun control situation, because the gun control situation is serious. We really need to control what's going on with guns. We need to do deeper background checks, have broader spectrums when it comes down to people having guns. And us as gun owners has to be more responsible. Now, with that being said, being more responsible also means us looking upon our kids and being there for our kids when they feel disparaged, discouraged, or no one is around. At any given time, you can go on any social media site and see rhetoric from hate to suicide. You know, I listen to music. Music glorifies people saying that they don't care about dying and all this and that. And in reality, I know everybody want to live unless you have nothing to live for. And that becomes the problem when you feel you have nothing to live for. Me, myself, now I got a whole lot of shit to live for. I ain't trying to die. I got kids. I got grandkids. I got a wife. I got a job. I got shit to do. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? And with all this hatred and stuff like that, they getting mad because people are here. And you want us to leave? Where the hell you want me to go? I can't go back to Africa. I'm telling you what's real. Because I never been to Africa, for one, to be knowing nobody to go to Africa. Well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Just jump off a plane and go to looking for people in Africa? Hey, do you know the Woodens? Fuck no, don't nobody know them. They ain't gonna even know what the fuck I'm saying. First of all, I'm gonna get off the plane smelling like cologne, and that's gonna fuck them up. Because they do not like wearing deodorant and shit in Africa, unless you got a little money, you know what I'm saying? You ain't living in the woods and shit. But that's just me. You see what you see on TV. Another thing, I like America, man. I love America, man. Black man in America, we get a fucked up rap by the people, but we can enjoy ourselves in America. I don't think I can go outside and chase down my fucking dinner, man, when I'm used to going to Winn-Dixie or somewhere and getting a fucking pack of meat. What the fuck would I look like out there with a 45 automatic trying to shoot a lion? I'm gonna die. So no, I don't want to go back to Africa. And if that's the case, I think all the white people should go back to their European countries as well. This was not your country. It was for some Indians. Now, y'all took all the Indians and left the weed. If y'all would smoke more weed and stop doing all this coke and shit, you wouldn't have time for all this, man. Y'all be hyped up off that fucking pharmaceutical shit. Have y'all out here losing y'all motherfucking minds, man. Y'all got vice president shooting bitches in the face and shit, stealing money and shit. Man, y'all just fucking all over North America. Now, I do have an idea. If he won't still be president, send his ass to South America. Let him be president of South America. North America is fucked up already, especially United States of America. This motherfucker is all fucked up. But you know, that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Me, myself, I'm kind of glad different ethnics came in. Because think about it. We invented a lot of shit that we like. Like, tonight, I'm about to sit down and watch my favorite team in the NFL, New Orleans Saints. Now, while back, Saints probably would have been full of nothing but white folks, but game boring as hell. You get some black people on anything and we change the whole structure of shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, think about this. When football first started, they had little leather hats on their head and shit running around. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't getting hurt. As soon as you put them mandingos in the game, man, they changed the course of that shit. And you had to have pads on. You got to change the rules. Same thing with basketball. White boys were shooting outside the three-point line and all this other shit. And, man, it was making terrific shots. And all of a sudden, here come these niggas slam dunking and doing all this shit, breaking the backboard and everything. Now every team got to have some big niggas. Okay, baseball. Niggas play baseball, but not like Mexicans. Mexicans and Dominicans, they play some baseball. And you know what fucked my head up? They got Mexicans that look like us. You'll walk up to that motherfucker and be like, what up, homie? What the fuck, nigga? Hold up, I thought you was Reggie. My bad. But them motherfuckers can play baseball. So that means we changed the course of the sports that white people make. We changed the course of their doctrines and medicine. We, when I say we, I mean people of color, change a lot of things in history. Okay? Before it, we had a dictionary that had nothing but white words. Now you have an urban dictionary. Now you have an Ebonic dictionary. And then speak on Ebonics, man. I'm going to be honest with you. That shit loses me sometimes. But it is so fucking funny to see white folks trying to keep up with the shit we create. And you just not understanding. We don't speak good English, so we create our own shit. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all used to have that Pig Latin shit. Never did understand that. Never tried to understand that because I don't want to speak Pig Latin. And why would I speak a language that would give me high blood pressure any fucking way? That just ain't me. One thing I can say, though, for white people, y'all gave us a catalyst to do some shit and to expose y'all for who y'all are. Y'all like to grab all of the attention. Y'all like to have all the money and the power. But you know what I noticed? I don't care how much money you have, how much power you have. That person that got a little more power than you scare the shit out of you. They could be broke as a motherfucker living in a hotel room, but if they over your finances, you gonna get tight ass and you gonna chill the fuck out. You gonna, man, I ain't never seen white people worry so much in my life until somebody's over their finances, walk in their fucking house. Or walk in a business. Have you ever been with your manager and it's time for inspection? Man, imagine how them motherfuckers act. They go crazy. You be laughing at them and shit. They getting on your nerves with this bullshit. You saying shit like if you've been doing it before, you wouldn't have to do it now. Running around this bitch acting like you're doing everything right and you know you ain't. But you're not going to tell them people that. You know they just doing that for the day. Once the shit go back, she back to doing the same thing that it was doing before. So that goes to tell you, when it ain't nobody looking, white folks do whatever the fuck they want. They mad at people of color because we just having to do what the fuck we want, whether somebody looking or not. Don't get me wrong, that is kind of fucked up, but hey, that's us. And us as people has to learn how to come together and have fun. Now, if we can't come together and have fun, I recommend that you take a class or something on having fucking fun and sensitivity. You know what I'm saying? We got enough brutality with the police and shit. We don't need to be brutalizing each other. We got kids. We need to show what life is really about. Now, you might say this nigga is rambling again, but I am not. I'm just speaking some shit. Now, this podcast here, there's something that I do. I want to speak to you all. But I work in healthcare. I work with a bunch of old people. And man, I'm going to tell you some shit. You haven't seen old people until a bunch of them motherfuckers live together. Man, you ever seen a motherfucking wheelchair fight, two old people in a wheelchair fight? Then the bad part about it is, one of these motherfuckers is shell-shock, and the other one is Mexican. And all he speak is Mexican, and the shell-shock motherfucker, all he do all day long is, hut, two, three, four, hut, two, three, four. both of them in a wheelchair, both of them damn near 90 years old, looking like Mr. Herbert off of Family Guy, and it'd be the funniest shit in the world. They throwing licks that take forever to connect, and then when they do connect, it's like marshmallows going into each other. It'd be so fucking funny. You break them up, they go right back at it. The funniest shit in the world is the shit the old people do, man. That shit trips me the fuck out. These motherfuckers be drinking, smoking weed, disrespecting the staff. Oh, man, them motherfuckers. Ooh. Not to be disrespecting the old folks by saying motherfuckers, but, man, if you ever worked in a home health care or worked in a nursing home where there's a lot of old people that spend a lot of time together, retirement community, man, it be some funny shit going on. You know, but we're here to take care of those type of people. So I do my job. I love taking care of them. I make sure they're straight. You know what I'm saying? Make sure everything run good for them. But, man, it is a funny thing to see two old folks fighting, man. It's look like two limp pillows in a pillow fight. And nobody can't get no ground to hit nobody. You know what I'm saying? The shit be funny. You can't laugh, so I take off and I walk and I laugh my ass off. But they say shit to each other like, you got some in there that can't help but make noise. You know, they be in that bitch making noise. And you'll hear out the blue, shut the fuck up. And everybody'll just start laughing. The shit is just, you know. But to make lighter things, to make the subject change, I like to give a shout out to Uncle Bubba's Country Cooking. Uncle Bubba cut up in the kitchen, man. He makes some of the best country Cajun food that you can ever imagine. So if you ever want anything done, give a shout out to Uncle Bubba. Uncle Bubba's Cajun Cooking, he's a good dude, man. Look him up, check him out. Now, life today, as we imagine, can be something different. It can be horrifying. It can be tense because there's a lot of things going on that we don't understand. I recommend you to say fuck it. I'm going to be honest with you. Just say fuck it sometime. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker walk in there, you having a bad day. Instead of going off on him, you know, like, you know, oh, man, this bitch getting on my motherfucking nerves. Make me want fuck her up. Get out of my face. Man, you know what I'm saying? No, bro, look, let me explain something to you, homie. I'm having a bad day myself. You know what I did? I smoked me a blunt, came in this bitch and said, fuck it. Now, if you can't say fuck it, do yourself a favor. Stay the fuck away from me. I don't care if you like me, if you don't. You're not going to pay my bills. You're not giving me a ride home. And if he is, fuck it, I can walk sometime too. I'm not into kissing ass. Kissing ass ain't good. And then that, y'all got that shit fucked up too, man. All that eating booty and shit, talking about it's cool to eat booty. Y'all booty eating ass niggas be smoking blunts with other niggas, man. How you know this nigga hygiene clean? You know what I'm saying? That shit, that be scaring me. That's why I be wanting to just smoke with my girl. You know what I'm saying? Y'all around this motherfucker just eating ass. Just, you know, yeah, I eat that ass. Man, everybody's ass ain't clean. And some of this ass out here, you don't want to eat. Especially if they got all kind of shit can get up in it. They ain't wearing the good clothes to cover the ass. The ass is all exposed. You know what I'm saying? So you want to go to the store. Yeah, that's exactly the type of motherfuckers y'all is. The ones that like to eat booty. There's the type of motherfucker that'll watch a nigga put his hands in a bag of grapes and go right there and buy them same fucking grapes. Because you don't know where this nigga hands been. Just like you don't know where that ass been. Especially if the ass is exposed. Your first line to expose ass is, I'll eat that ass. Man, that ass been out in the elements. Do you really want to eat that ass? Have you ever ate something and you had to do this? If you got to do that when you eating it, you don't need to eat it, man. Some shit you just got to pass on, homie. But, you know, that's just my opinion. Y'all got our little kids fucked up with that shit. I done heard a six-year-old tell like a fucking 8-9-year-old girl, come here, I eat that booty, have you trembling. What the fuck? Hold up, nigga. How you know about eating booty? Who told you that? Man, my daddy be saying that all the time. He be telling my mom he gonna eat that booty and have her running up the wall. So, that's what I'm gonna do, eat booty and have him running up the wall. You know what? stay the fuck away from my house, my kid, and tell your daddy he's a nasty motherfucker. And he can't hit no more of my weed. Yeah, that part. Y'all niggas got shit fucked up. Y'all right? Y'all eating anybody? Licking ass? I mean, what you do with your mouth is your own preference. But this is what I'm saying. Don't bring your hepatitis, tuberculosis, mouth, passing ass to my blunt, asking me to hit that if you know you hit eating booty. You know what I'm saying? Don't. I'm not about to give it to you. Especially if I know you eating booty. Nah, my nigga, I'm going to keep it real with you. You eat ass. So I think we need not to smoke together. Did you brush your teeth? I don't know that. So I wasn't there. I'm not about to, you know what I'm saying, even go there with you. I don't smoke. Bottom line. And some of the things y'all niggas be looking at, man, y'all niggas be killing me. Running around this motherfucker acting like y'all with Janet Jackson. And y'all motherfuckers be with the worst shit in the world. But that's just me. You know what I'm saying? I got to give a shout out to my dude, D. Soosberry, from Cutting Up. You know what I'm saying? Doing his thing. I got to give a shout out to Keeman from doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? I got to give a shout out again to my peoples, the trio, Jay Banger, everybody doing their thing with this music thing. As for me, IRE Records, Insanity Room, Entertainment, we going to be doing some things later on. I'm going to be dropping some music for y'all to hear and sample. But in the meantime, in between time, any topic y'all want me to touch on, hit me up in the message, send me an email, hit me up on Anchor. Now, if you want to have a discussion with me, back and forth across Anchor, I suggest you download the Anchor app. Let me know. I'll hook up with you and we can do this. But until then, I'm about to tell you like this here. This been T Insane with the Insanity Room. Bringing you a little fun, saying don't give up on life. Remember, every day is a good day as long as you breathe. And family over everything. I love y'all. One.